Hi guys, and welcome back to the JKT Radio Podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Muffer Bun, and you are listening to episode 147. And hi, hello, I'm all you have left now. Just me, just your Muffa, just your Bun. Supposedly Bad and No are also here. I have yet to find them. I don't know how the camera's gonna look. I don't know how this is gonna work. I'm not usually the person who records the video. I'm not usually the person who edits this. I edited it way back when for like 10 episodes and when we have emergencies, but I don't usually edit, so you'll hear scream. Background scream. A lot more. Supposedly it sounds like when he's being bad. You know who's not being bad? The lemon. The lemon. But yeah, so I don't know if you will see the video. It says it's recording video. We'll find out later. If not, we will post a picture of the cats. You'll just have occasionally a picture of the cats or lemon. You'll just have a slideshow of animal photos. I doubt anyone will argue with this. But I hope you're all doing well. You're all doing lovely. As to where the other three are. McBride is at a wedding. They aren't even in the province. They're in the country, but not in the right province, so they're not here. Chris and Devin, I assume, are at their house playing D&D. That's all. So you get me, you get the lemon, very good lard bucket, and you can have a cat. One cat. For all thank you. Thank you so much for that. That was very gracious of you. One cat for your viewing pleasure. I don't really have any games for you to play. I don't have any games for me to play. So we're gonna find out if I can natter at you for 1 hour without really breaking pace. Or if I'm going to give up entirely after 20 minutes and go, we have a short podcast today, but bye, folks! I also didn't plan this. I had notes. And then my computer had a blue screen of death, and I lost 2 hours of progress, and I cried. If anyone can figure out why, in the year 2023, I am still having the blue screen of death when I have no problems with the computer that I can find. It claims there is no viruses on 2 different scans. No viruses. It just every once in a while goes, it's time for a blue screen of death, and it just freezes and it screams, and then it's just like we're forcing shutdown by. I am gonna blame one look. I'm gonna blame that weird one look drive. I've disabled it multiple times. Multiple times I have disabled one drive, not one look, one drive. And it keeps coming back. It keeps claiming it's 90% full. I opened. There's nothing in it. It says it's disabled. I don't know what's wrong. If you got any fixes, you know what's wrong. Message me. Comment below what's wrong. Wrong answers only. Otherwise, you know what? Let's talk about what's going on. All the things that are going on today. I just noticed the wrong things have been clicked on this thing the whole time, so it seems to have been recording the wrong screens the whole time, so hopefully my camera just popped into realization. So for your viewing pleasure, once again, because we claimed it, I have another cat. She's not happy that I picked her up not once, but twice. But I'm pretty sure she loves the attention anyway. She just doesn't like being picked up. Will you purr for the microphone? I don't think so. There you go. Back up. And once again, the lemon. You only see the back of the lemon. The lemon has gone to sleep. It is Betty by time for the lemon. Yes. So hopefully those stay clicked on the right thing now. Hopefully. I really hope so. Or, again, I'm gonna get a slideshow of animals. What do we talk about? Oh yeah, schedule. What's going on with the channels? So we've got multiple things. I'm pretty sure Dead Space, which Devin did with Chris interjections. I don't know if they played it entirely together. I think they did. But Dead Space is completely recorded. It's done. Or I think there's only like a little bit of the end game to play. I was told it was done though. Editing it is another story. Editing it has become a huge problem, mainly because it's doing what Little Dragon's Cafe used to do, and why we stopped Little Dragon's Cafe is the video footage would stutter the whole way through. And from our end, we would see the stutters as we were recording, and we thought nothing of it. Like, it seemed like, oh, the game's just having trouble running, even though it should have zero trouble running. It is a console game made for the console. And the console was fine. It's just that kind of game. It just got all the stutters. But what happened on the technical side of things is as we recorded it, those stutters actually froze the video momentarily, so it would desync itself constantly. It became a pain in the butt to sync because you would just lose footage at that point because it thought, say, you had 20 minutes of footage with stuttering, but what it did is it recorded 20 minutes, but it added gaps of stuttering. So it would just freeze for a while. Instead of, like, we saw a second stutter, it froze for, like, a minute. We saw a second stutter, it would freeze for 2 minutes. So that 20 minutes turned into, like, 10. Dead Space isn't doing it that bad. It is, like, stuttering and desyncing, but not to this degree of Little Dragon's Cafe, so it's still salvageable. But because of that, it's a little harder to edit. It's taking a little more time. Zelda, of course, is still going, and yes, once we finish Ocarina of Time, we are playing Tears of the Kingdom. It will be glorious. I have yet to finish the main game anyway. I'm distracted. I found so many shiny objects. So many shiny objects! Which has also delayed normal recordings because shiny objects in new Zelda game. I gotta finish the new Zelda game, but there's so many shiny objects. Can't finish the new Zelda game because I haven't found all the little thingies yet. Well, I probably finish it soon anyway because I can go back and find the shiny things. Yes. Yes, I will. Yeah, so after Ocarina of Time, after McBride, your experience is the pure pain that is the rest of the Ocarina of Time. And also bliss and joy. We will go to Tears of the Kingdom. Do all of that. Distract ourselves with shiny objects. And that'll be fine. Slime. I don't know what we would constitute as the end of Slime Rancher. There is a technical end. But it's a figurative end than an actual end. So I feel like that game will end when we feel like it. But for now, it is still going strong. We still have tons to do. We still have lots to do. Seasons After Fall does have an end, I think. I'm pretty sure it ends up with me on the floor in the fetal position crying at this rate. And Pokemon ends when I lose all my friends. Because I am at the point where I feel like I've gotten so ridiculously unlucky. And just failed multiple times. That game is, we're not going to, either we get super lucky from now on and we succeed in doing all our select tasks. Or, what do you want, horse? No, you've been a bad dog since I woke up this morning. That was 12 hours ago. Don't you huff at me, bitch. I thought so. What? No, Lemon won't leave, but Lemon said no. She's not moving for you. Oh, damn it, she moved for you. The horse is here, everyone. Everyone say hi, horse.
You're gonna jump? You're gonna jump. Of course we're gonna jump up. Yep. Up, and he goes down.
Lemon's here. Lemon got up for us. Lemon's better anyway.
We got Lemon.
Boy, you stole my sock, you bitch. Bring that back. That's my sock. That is not a toy. Does that look like a toy to you? You have dozens of toys. My sock is not one of them. Go. It is Betty by time for baby boys. Betty by time.
Look how big your nose is. It's like the size of my hand.
Go on. Get. Thank you.
Yes, Lemon, you there.
Lemon.
Yeah, baby Lemon. Brain fart. Where was I? Oh, yeah, because the tasks for Pokemon were originally beat the main game, beat the end game, post game, do the DLCs, and catch every available legendary. That's not including the raid dens. So that's still a lot. Yes, Lemon. Yes, yes, yes. So we do have... There's an entire other DLC we haven't touched yet. We have to finish the Isle of Armor DLC, which is going to be a pain in the butt as well. I feel like I probably won't touch either of those anymore until after we actually finish the post game, because we're at the end of the Isle of Armor. And Crown Tundra is actually the DLC of post game. This is the post game DLC. It's where all the cool shit is. You can go there beforehand. We could go there now. The thing about that is there's a mandatory fight with Peony. And if we do that, it's not a mandatory fight to win. So we could go up there with a team of one and just sacrifice someone right off the bat. And then be up there. And start doing stuff. I don't feel like that's a good idea, though. Like, that's a ridiculously bad idea. But it is doable. It is feasible. If we lose our main team again, that is probably what will happen, is I will just go, lost everything else, make a sacrifice. We are now up there and we can catch more new Pokemon and build a team from whatever we get up there, which will help because we've got a very well, badly rounded selection in the boxes. I didn't think it through when I caught most of them, and a lot of them were random. That's Pokemon. And then Masserect is Masserect. It's Mass Effect. It's good. It's space. It's just space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of Ryder on the Tempest, as she tries not to screw everything up and not blow up a new galaxy like her predecessor. Smiles. Sorry. I'm not used to talking for this long by myself without taking a break. Except at cash. If I'm working cash, then I make sure I buy a water bottle. Or I bring a water bottle. And then goes underneath my desk and go, why is that for? I'm like, because I don't stop talking. Because I don't have a choice. Because if I do stop talking, I end up with the person who complains that I don't even say hi. And I'm like, okay. Or if I say hi, and then the person's going to complain that I talked. No winning. There is no winning absolutely whatsoever. Well, you know what? I don't really have a story time with Kira either. Like, nothing super interesting has happened. But I do have an adventure. I went on an adventure a few days ago. I went to the Vancouver Aquarium with my brother. I was gonna go with a few friends, but they could not. They said they could go, and they're like, I'm like, okay, cool, I'm going for it. And they're like, yeah, I'll come. And I'm like, so when are we? I messaged them like, when do you want to go? I'm booking my ticket now, because you have to book the tickets for the aquarium online in advance now for a certain time of what you're going. You can still walk in and buy tickets, but they said they're limited. I'm like, oh. And they're like, I'm off at 5:30.
The aquarium closes at 5.
I messaged them this, like, the aquarium closes at 5.
I don't think you're coming with me.
They agreed. Like, yeah, I don't think I'm coming then. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, because the aquarium is, it states it is the largest aquarium in Canada. I don't think it is. It could be. But if that's the case, that's really sad. Or if my scope of what an aquarium should be in size is like movie quality only? Possibly?
Ooh, ow, my ears.
But it's still a decent size. There's a lot to see. I spent 2 hours inside. Over 2 hours inside, just wandering around. We did stop for a lunch, but it was only 10 minutes. But yeah, we went. We got there. And I think we were 20 minutes before our tickets stated, but we went in line anyway. But as we got there, like, we came out of the bushes. You have to walk through this huge park to get to the aquarium. So, like, we're following these signs that say aquarium. And it takes us down this pathway over a little bridge, and it's, like, 3 feet wide. So it's this tiny little pathway through some bushes over a little bridge. Really dense foliage, too, so, like, you only have the pathway. And then you come out of the bushes, it's just giant open area, no trees. It's like, that's mildly terrifying. I'm deep in the woods, fairyland, and then big open area. As we entered this huge open area, we see a gaggle of school children. We got there on school day. We got there on the day when, like, 4 different schools were going on aquarium trips. Safe to say, we did not go to any show. Debated on it. I debated on one show in particular, but no shows were seen that day for the safety of our sanity. Because we walked into, as the show was ending, we walked up to where the show was being held as it was ending. And it's the largest area for shows. It was packed solid. Like, I was just trying to go by. There was no going by. It was all show. It was all terrifying. And when I say school children, I mean, like, there were people there, or kids there that were maybe 5. I say maybe 5 because they all had the lovely little daycare smock on. So I think they were younger than 5. But I'm gonna go with 5. And then another group that I would put in late elementary, maybe early high school. Bets is still elementary because they had a fun little activity book that was just about learning about the animals and not some horrible physics lesson. Or biology. If they should have been way older if it was biology, though. Yeah, so minus, even the school children were okay because we went out of our way to avoid them for the most part. We went during the day, so it wasn't late in the evening, so we did see the school children, but for the most part, it was like moms with strollers and parents in general with strollers. Saw a bunch of the exhibits, went through it. We went specifically for 2 animals. Well, my brother went specifically for 2 animals. He wanted to see the bats, which were vaguely new to the zoo it's aquarium. Yes, the aquarium has bats. He wanted to see the bats because I told him, like, last month that last time I went, which was before COVID, they had bats. He was super excited about that. And I saw them last time, and their website stated they still existed, were penguins. Yeah. So we got there, we went around some of the exhibits, we went to the area with the bats first. We had to go through, like, all of the exhibits first. We stopped to look at all the tanks. And the bats were near the end of the Amazon exhibit, where they have, like, tortoises, stingrays, mantas, and I think an arapompa. I think that's what it was. I could not find its little billboard sign. Anacondas, some other reptiles, little monkeys, a sloth. The caimans. I love looking at the caimans. But yeah, we finally get to the bats, and it's like in this crazy cave, and we got there just as feeding time was happening, so they were hanging up all the big fruit trundles, so the lights were actually on for once. You could see into it. And the bats were all freaking out because the lights were on and the food was going out, so they were all super excited. They were all happy. We stared at the bats for like a few minutes and we left the Amazon exhibit. And we went to the other half of the inside's like in three quarters. And the big outside area for us. Went to the Pacific Ocean exhibit, I think is what it is. I don't actually know. He used to say Pacific, and there's a bunch of other stuff in there now, like jellyfish and an electric eel. I don't think he belongs there. He kind of stands out. But he's in there, so I don't question it. He was cool. But then we would go outside. This is where, when we head outside, is when we hit the horrible experience of what the shows would be like through the whole day. And we get stuck during the tail end of the show because we were at the point where, like, I walked up near it just to see how busy it was, and then I got stuck because I could not go back. I could not go forward because I didn't want to go with the crowd. I wanted to go look at the animals that were in the show as the show had ended. I had to wait like 5-10 minutes leaning out there. We walked around outside, went to the penguins, which are outside. Penguin exhibit completely closed, bordered off, big signs everywhere. Look at it. The penguins are gone. They are considered endangered, and they were moved to a larger breeding group to help fight extinction. Extinction? Extinction. I think they're like the northern, the South African penguins, I think. They're the ones you see in the movies, like the black with the white stripe and the white belly. It's what you see when you see penguin. Not Happy Feet. It's not an emperor penguin. It's the black with the white eye stripe down its back side. So they're completely gone. Not there. Exhibit gone. My brother was very sad. We did look at all the other animals. There's lots of sea lions now. All the dolphins and porpoises. Any whale-like animal is gone. Because of, I think it's the Black Fin Act? I might be wrong. I can't remember the act exactly, but it's essentially made it illegal to keep any kinds of those animals in aquariums. I think this aquarium has a license to keep them while they are in rehabilitation because it's a wildlife rescue aquarium. So you'll see a lot of rescue cases there. You'll see how they have a pool specifically for injured animals that are rescued, stay there to heal, and then released back into the wild. So I believe they're allowed to keep them for those purposes only. And even then, it's very iffy. Walking outside. Then we have the closest thing we can say is a story time with Kira. We stop to eat. We have a nice big outdoor cafe area. Which back in our day, before this aquarium was renovated, is where we always stopped to eat. Because it was the only eating facility in the aquarium. When they renovated it, it expanded. Though not by much from what I can tell. They added a 4D theater. And a room. That is the only thing I can tell. And a new entrance. That's all I could tell. There might be more like underground. And more like storage area for water filtration. But I can't see that. So I can't judge. We sit down. We had bought Subway the night before to take with us, not sponsored. Because the rule of going out to amusement parks, zoos, anything, is food there is going to be subpar at best and 3 times more expensive. And the deal was, I had bought all the tickets, so a tip for us to get in. I had paid for. Brother's job was to buy food. Which was maybe the price of one ticket, depending on where we got it from. In their case, they ordered Subway the night before. It was the price of half of a ticket. Cost like $20 for Subway for both of us. A single ticket costs over $45 for one person. It's so expensive to go out and enjoy yourself. But yeah, we stopped to eat. And where we're sitting in the cafe, we pick as far away from the exhibits as possible, against a wall in the shade, because it is outside and it's sunny out. So we're against a wall in the shade. There's water on the floor, but it's the aquarium. That's expected. So we found a nice table away from everyone. Always chill. I take out our food because I have the backpack with all the snacks and food. And maybe 2 minutes into us eating, there's this kid that just starts wailing and wailing and wailing because the outdoor cafe has been turned into an ice cream bar. We can see where this is going. So from what I could gather from their screaming and from me like being able to see this couple, it's like a little girl who's screaming, her older brother who's probably only like a year or two older, and their poor mom. I didn't see any other adult with them. Just these two and their poor mom. And the kid's wailing that they want another ice cream. Not they want a ice cream. They want another ice cream. And over the few minutes while I'm eating, I've watched this kid, the other kid, not the screaming one, the other kid, like, finish their little food. I couldn't tell what they're eating. And then eating ice cream. I don't know where the ice cream came from. I don't know if it was from the cafe or the mom just had it, or he had it the whole time and I just couldn't see it because they were quite far away. I had my glasses on, though, for the aquarium. Because it was bright and I put the sunglasses on. And that only made this little girl start screaming even more. I don't feel any... Like, I feel bad for the mom. I feel really bad for the mom because this poor mom was trying... Or aunt. It could have been an aunt. Not gonna judge. This poor person was trying so hard just to calm the kid down to get them to eat, like, a normal food item. But I think their mess up is... They got an ice cream first. I think that was the mistake. And I'm sorry you made that mistake. Well, I think I finished like half of my sandwich. My brother finished not even half of his quarter. He finished a quarter. And he wrapped it up and he hands it to me and he's like, okay, I'm done. I'm like, you barely touched it. Do you want some Oreos? And he's like, no, I don't want to go near the screaming child anymore. I want to leave. I'm like, okay, I can handle that. That is completely logical. So pack up and we go to the last area of the aquarium that we haven't gone to yet, which is the underground. They have a whole section of this aquarium that is completely underground. And this is like the frogs. The frogs. They have like a special exhibit every once in a while, which is the show I wanted to go to, which is Ninjas of the Wild or something, and it's like a whole thing about camouflaging animals. Like, so they got chameleons, they got tarantulas, they got an armadillo for this. All these crazy stuff. So we went through that exhibit because it's open still and couldn't find all the animals because they're damn ninjas. But we did find the armadillo in its little hole. We could see it digging, but it wasn't coming out. We could just see it digging in its little cave. We could same with the hedgehog. We could see it moving around its cave, but it wouldn't come out. Found a few of the turtles. We found the sloth. It was just chilling in the middle of their enclosure, just against the heat lamp, just asleep. It was just there. And then several of the snakes were... they were like just lying out in the open sunbathing, so they were very easy to find. And then we go on to the frogs, because you gotta look at all the frogs. Gotta do them frogs, and I don't care how you take that out of context. Have fun with it. I mean, it's the part I remembered most as a child, was just going in, because they got those bubbles that go in the aquarium, so like you can crawl underneath it and your head is now in an air bubble and you can see all of the enclosure around you. They still have those. And because children these days are so goddamn tall, they've raised the height. So I can still easily get myself in there and go look at the bubble. Do I have to, like, sit on my knees and, like, go stretch all the way out? Yes. Just on my knees, full height. And I still don't touch the top of the bubble. Like, I'm watching this kid walk in, and he's, like, walks in and ducks. And I'm like, oh, they're almost my height. This kid is maybe 7. Oh, my feelings. And then we find the mini gift shop. It's the inside gift shop. And we weren't going to go in, because we had decided we set aside money to go to the big gift shop at the end. Because that's something we were never allowed to do as kids, but we now have adult money to do adult things. Like, we're going to get something from the old gift shop. But here's the problem. We found penny presses. For those of you who don't know what a penny press is, it's this giant hand crank machine where in the old days you would put a penny in and usually like a loonie or something to pay for it, and you just crank it. And whatever design you chose at the beginning, like you had to crank the machine, pick a design, line it up, put the money in, and then start cranking. And it will squash your penny. So they had 8 of these. Each one with 4 different designs. And we're all like, I want to use the penny machine. Rather, I also want to use the penny machine. I'm like, that means we have to go buy something at this little gift shop to go use the penny machine. So we go in and we look at all the things because we're trying to find something cheap. That we could, like, but that's still nice. Like a cheap but nice thing. We look through it, we find keychains, we find shirts, we find a shirt that we really want to get called Jurassic Shark, which is the old Jurassic Park logo, but it has like a fake shark skeleton, because sharks don't have skeletons, they are made of cartilage. Well, sharks don't have proper skeletons, they are mostly made of cartilage, so they don't look like cool skeleton sharks. But it was a very elaborate design. And we both wanted this shirt, but not for $30. No. Maybe 20, not 30. So we skipped it. And we found pins. So we did buy a pin. It's got the Vancouver Aquarium on it and a narwhal on it. Because they have a lot of old narwhal skulls and a knowledge on the narwhals and a big model of one in the aquarium. Just no narwhals. I don't think they've ever had narwhals. It's just they got, like, the skull and the tusk and some little panels of knowledge on it for the north of Canada. Really cool. And yes, there is a picture of us standing beside the narwhal skull. If it will work, here you go. I am a baby. Don't reach the whole thing. But yeah, when we get to the thing, we get to the register with our little pin that we picked. And I hand them a 20 going, you do take cash, right? And they're like, yes. I'm like, okay, because I want change specifically for the penny press. They're like, I understand. The penny presses take loonies. Here you go. And they gave me like 6 loonies, so we had enough for 3 tries. And then the rest, they also gave me in change, because they had no dollar bills besides the 20 I handed them and the millions of change, it seems. Which I'm not surprised, because again, the cheapest thing we found was a pin, and it was $5. So we go to this machine and we look every single penny press. There are 8 of them. We found 4. And then we found a broken one. Oh no, there was more than that then. There were 9. Because we found the broken one. And then as we turned leaving the gift shop, we found 4 more. So we went through every single one. Picking the designs they wanted. I gave my brother their choice. They picked the penguins. I still have it on my desk though. Because he has yet to come get it. And then, We had enough for 2 designs because they gave me 5 loonies. I'm sorry. We opened the machine for mine because I picked a ball python. Or is it? I don't even think this is a ball python, honestly. It said ball python. It looks more like a Burmese to me because it's really big. But as we opened the machine, like we started cranking the machine for the snake. I'm just going to go with snake. And it was still like really stiff. Like there's something in it. So I cranked it a few times and popped a little fish. Again, I don't think any of these are showing up because the designs are just too indented and too similar. The color difference isn't there. Yeah, so we got a free one. I still have the loonie on my desk. When I go again, because I was smart, I just bought a year pass for my ticket, which was only $15 more on top of $45. I'm not gonna bother. I'm just gonna buy the pass to go in again. Why not? I'm just gonna bring, like, a boatload of loonies. I'm going to go to my work and go, here is all the cash. I know how many loonies are in the still. Here you go. I'm gonna do it, and I'm just gonna get one of every single penny press and be happy. Is it a waste of money? Yes, but I'm gonna be happy about it. Because they bring me joy. Yes, so we get our penny presses, we're all happy and excited. We go down the ramp to see some of the big tanks from outside the underwater area. So I think it's like one of the sea lions and some harbor seals in this tank. This is where an orca used to be when we were very, very, very young. There used to be an orca in this tank. It has a whole sad story. They were moving it to a better, bigger facility, bigger enclosure, and it had died in transport. You'd have to look that story up because that's all I remember about that story. It was years and years and years and years and years ago. So we go down there, look at the sea lions, try and get some better photos. We go upstairs. Or no. Well, we go... Technically, this aquarium is like three levels because there's the above ground, there's below ground, and then there's the basement, which is even further underground. Deeper. So we're leaving, and I'm like, is there any other exhibits we want to go back to? And they're like, no, let's just go to the dish shop. I'm like, okay, there's one thing I need to do. I want to go back to the cave, which it is this big, huge tank with all like local fish in it. Like, there's a wolf eel, there's I don't even think there's snappers. My brain thinks they're a red snapper because of Animal Crossing, but I don't think it is. There's some sturgeon, there's some other local fish in it, anemones. But they have like the big front view. You can go to the top of the tank and look below, which is, I don't know why anyone does that. It's a horrible view. And then there's like this little side view, which is right where the wolf eel is. It's like where his little burrow is. So if you go in there, you can see the wolf eel. But it's like cut into the wall, which is made to look like hard rock. So it's called the cave. And they even have like a black curtain over it that you can close. I would not be surprised if somebody has done the dirty in the cave. I would not be shocked. And I don't want to know if they have. Please do not comment that below if you have. But comment below if you would. And so I'm like, I had brought... specifically to do this at the aquarium, bag of goldfish crackers, because I wanted a picture of me sitting in front of a water fish tank eating fish. Don't know why, I just wanted it. Sue me, but please don't. So we do that, we're done. The only way to exit the aquarium, by the way, is actually through the gift shop. It is literally the exit. You have to go through the gift shop. It's not like, enter the gift shop and just turn left, leave. No, it's enter the gift shop. It's at the other end of the goddamn gift shop. And you can leave. But we had set aside money. So, what did we get? We found a clearance rack. And we found Jurassic Shark on the clearance rack. So we did get a copy of Jurassic Shark. My brother took that one. He was going to put it back because he won one that actually said that he was at the aquarium. I'm like, it does say that underneath Jurassic Shark, but we're all distracted by Jurassic Shark. It's like, oh, so it does. I'll keep it. And we're looking at some of the other things. We're trying to find something that's nice that we want to get, but that we're not just going to have here keep for a little bit and then just toss. Those exist. It's a gift shop. There's like thousands of knickknacks that are going to happen. So I thought, I didn't bring my hat isn't in here, but I went and looked through their hats. I used to wear baseball hats a lot, and it's hot enough that I would like them back, because walking to work every day and home in the bright sunshine hurts my poor little body and burns my poor little face, because I am white as white gets. So we look at the hats, we judge all the hats. We found several with designs we liked, but colors were all shit. Like my favorite design, which was like the logo for the aquarium, which is this really nice rainbow fish. only came in mint green and pale pink. Like paler than this pink. They looked god awful. Did not get those because they just looked bad. We found the corduroy hat. Vancouver Aquarium corduroy hat. Only came in black though. Wasn't wearing that in the summer. We found a few others, like this horrible, like this kind of green, but darker. It was nice. Didn't like the design on it, so in the end we found a flaming red, like Coca-Cola red hat, but it was the one specifically for the Rescue Rehabilitate release. So it just has that on it. And I was like, okay, this actually looks decent on me. We're gonna get this. My brother found the water bottles for that as well, right beside it, in a style he liked. It's like the big ones with the big wide open lid that you can clean easily and don't like turn into a bottle at the top. Because he needed a new water bottle because his broke. So I was like, okay, I'll get the shirt and this. And like, I got the hat and I'm like, what else do I want? What else do I want? Guess what I found at the aquarium? Because clearly this is from the aquarium. I found a moose. He's a very nice moose. I don't know why. Why wouldn't you buy a moose at the aquarium? This is my aquarium moose. His name is Mr. Canada. He goes with my other moose things, like my Canada Moose Crossing sign over there. And Mr. Canada from ARC. Because no matter what, whoever I play ARC with, no matter what, if I don't get one myself, someone will go catch one and bring it to me and name him Mr. Canada. I don't know how this tradition started, but it did. All moose is Mr. Canada. There is no Mrs. Canada. There is no one good enough to be Miss Canada. But there's always a Mr. Canada. I don't know why. But yeah, there was a moose at the gift shop. But we had a little bit of money left over between us, so we got two stickers. They are on my billboard. They are on my little sign over there, along with the pin is up there. What do we got? What do we got? We got a little albino Burmese python. He looks very cute. All cartoonized. And a really bad recycling pun sticker that says, "You ought to recycle." No, I'm not joking. I will take pictures of these later, along with the pin. And I will put them in the video. Yeah, you ought to be joking. Yeah. The other thing I got, which if I realized the price of after I bought it, because I was looking for these, which are a deck of cards from the aquarium. I am sad because they are just Coast Salish ones. I wanted cool aquarium ones, but I'll take Coast Salish. Specifically, if anyone doesn't know what that is salmon. What is the Coast Salish art for salmon? Excuse my pronunciation, I'm bad at it. And I found them at the checkout. There was only two, so I literally yoinked it off and I'm like, we're getting these two. So, because I got the 1-year membership, I now have a discount. In my original math, it was supposed to be like, I didn't know how much this discount was. I'm like $110 maybe, because I don't know how much the discount is. I'm like, it's $110. Maybe it should be like between $100 and $110. Guessing. And then I looked at the receipt. The discount was more than I thought it was. But the price was way higher at like almost $120. And I'm like, something hasn't added up correctly here. Where is the math? So I did get the receipt, and I looked at it when we got home. These were the source of the problem. I thought they would be like $5-$10. They're a deck of cards. They were not. They were one of the most expensive things we bought. Why a deck of cards? And I opened these too, like, they were all sealed originally in plastic, but I did open them because what I was hoping, obviously the backs were all going to be the salmon, but I was hoping the sweet suit, like the king, queen, jack, would all be cool art. Nope, it's regular. It's just your regular run-of-the-mill classic cards. Even the Joker's not cool. The Joker's a Joker. I was very disappointed in that aspect. Where'd the other Joker go? Oh, some box. Oops. But yeah, so on that aspect, I was a little sad, especially since I ended up paying so much money that for them that I did not want to. And before anyone asks, the second most expensive thing was Mr. Canada. But I already knew that. And then the water bottle. The water bottle was strangely expensive, but then I think that's a thing these days because everyone's on the whole drink more water trend. Even though I think they disproved that, where it's, you could make yourself sicker by drinking too much water, and you should really be drinking when you're thirsty, not because you have to, unless it is like you're prescribed to drink more because you are dehydrated, or you have problems telling when you are dehydrated or thirsty, or you're a horrible person like me and only drink soda, then you should be drinking more goddamn water. But again, I know that. That's common sense. I don't drink water. I drink soda 90% of the time, so I know I need to drink more water. But I shouldn't be drinking 4 liters a day. That's bad for me. That's a little mini rant, I'm sorry. But still ridiculous. It is an insulated one. I'm hoping the reason that water bottle was so expensive is because it was insulated. I'm really hoping. I'm leaning towards it. Sorry. Drink water. Or soda. Don't forget to take a sip of whatever you're drinking if you haven't done so in a while. Yeah. That was our little aquarium adventure. I think we were gone for almost 4 hours. Only two of them were spent at the aquarium. We did walk through the park, which ate up some time. And we did go to the old bear exhibit. Which, fun fact, or not so fun depending on your outlook, in Stanley Park in Vancouver, I think there are three. I remember two, and I only know exactly where one is. I have a vague idea where the second one is, but I think it actually has been destroyed. There is a old enclosure for polar bears. And there was one for grizzlies, and I think the third one was black bears, but I'm not 100% on that one. Like, I'm not sure if the third one was an urban myth I was told as a kid, or it existed at one point, or it just never, it existed and then never happened, or it was a project put into place and never came into fruition. But Stanley Park partnered with Hudson's Bay Company. Yes, the bay, the mall. Not the mall, the store. And there were free enclosures in Stanley Park to go observe. And one of them, the one that I know of, where it is exactly, is the polar bear exhibit. It is still there. It is full of graffiti. It is completely drained of water. It still has a gate. It still has some pretty scary-ass spikes. Which I think at one point just held, like, netting there. Clearly that's not the case anymore. But it's there. And they even still have on the wall a plaque stating that this is the Hudson's Bay Company partnership for the polar bear enclosure. And from our point of view of walking from the bus stop to the aquarium and then vice versa back, you walk right by it. You can actually see it. Like, we took the most direct path by accident the first time because we weren't sure exactly how to get there because we couldn't remember. When we were little, our aunt would always drive. So we're like, we vaguely know it's in this direction. So we walked, we found the sign, and we just followed the signs, which was a pretty direct path. The only way we could be more direct is just cutting through the grass instead of taking the pathways. I was not cutting through the grass. There was cobra chickens there. Not doing it. And clearly the bridge had to be taken because I know there are beavers in the river and lake there. And I am not chancing beavers. Beavers are not your friend. I don't care what any of you say. They are horrible, vicious little rodents, and they will indeed chew my hands off. They are not friends. Hello, Snow Cloud.
Yeah?
Okay. So, pathway. And, the quickest pathway from the main bus stop to the aquarium back. You pass by this enclosure, you, like, walk by. You can see it. And then you just, like, make a left, like, make a turn, and you go to the enclosure, and you can still continue walking to the aquarium. It's just a detour. Just, if you want to go even closer to it, you can go right up to it. It is very decrepit. I also noticed it had a back door that said Salmon Hatchery on it. I don't know if that was just, like, the building itself that was attached to it got converted to a salmon hatchery at one point. It looks abandoned. The Salmon Hatchery place looks abandoned. I'm pretty sure it is. If it is still in business there, I hope to hell it gets cleaned up in time, because, man, that looks dangerous. Like, capital D, dangerous. Because, no. That gave off spooky vibes, and it was the middle of the day. Yeah, that was my little adventure at the aquarium. Maybe we post some pictures in here. I don't know. I don't know if the video is going to work. Maybe the whole video is just pictures of the aquarium. And the cats. Here's a snow cloud if the video's working. She's very unhappy that I picked her up again. But she tolerates it. Because she loves me so much. And because I taught her that paying out isn't a bad thing as a baby. Yes, we did. You drink from the dog dish again, I can tell. Because every time you drink from the dog dish, you get goo and water all over your chin. Yes, you do. You stick your whole face in there. Okay, you can go back to sleep. There you go, you fat baby. Watch, I put her down and I will adjust to sit cross-legged. And 90% of the time, she will now come this way. No? You upset? Actually upset with me this time? Oh, you poor little poor thing. You're so hard done by. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, I think I proved my point. We're not quite an hour in, but that is 50 minutes. And I am slowly losing my mind, and I still have to edit this because it goes out tomorrow morning. Well, that's going to be fun. So I hope you all had a lovely 147 episode with me. I hope I was either in your background just nattering away, and as you flick through the TikToks and the Facebooks and the Meta and the Tumblrs and the Twitter. Just got to hear about the aquarium adventure. You don't need to look at me. You can, but you don't need to. Look at this cat instead. Much more glorious. Get over here. Look at this cat instead. But until then, until next week, when hopefully there's more people here than just me and I don't have to natter at myself for hours on end as I slowly lose my mind into the abyss that is the wildlife. We'll see you all next time.